This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the state of Florida and the Treasure Coast. I am Tom Kindred, and I serve as host of Small Biz Florida, produced right here from Indian River State College in the SBDC, right here along the Treasure Coast. And we've got with us a one of our very good friends, supporters, partners, collaborators, and obviously part of the Florida SBDC. We've got our very own Bridget Lacoste, who serves as events and stakeholder relationship manager for the Florida SBDC state office. Welcome to Small Biz Florida, Bridget.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. I'm excited to be here today.
Absolutely. And I'm excited about this conversation because, of course, like a lot of things going on across the state of Florida in terms of business and meetings and moving on past the pandemic, we're getting back to some face-to-face events and programs, which are important in our business. Networking and exchanging ideas is always important. And you really have to kind of sometimes be face-to-face to kind of really get the most value out of those events. You guys have done a great job over the last couple of years of continuing to connect and collaborate through the technology side of things through Zoom, but it will be nice to be back in person at a conference. So that's what we're here today to talk about, is the 2022 Small Business Success Summit. But before we get to that, Bridget, just real quick, I like to start always a little background on yourself and kind of your pathway to the Florida SBDC network.
Yeah, sure. So I started with the Florida SBDC network state office about 4 years ago, actually. Before that, I've been in the higher education industry for 4 years prior to that. So almost 8 years total associated with universities. Prior to this role, I served as the continuing education manager, actually, for Columbia Southern University. And prior to that, actually, right out of college, I was in the wedding industry for 2 years. So I have about a decade full of event experience, and was excited for the opportunity to bring that to the Florida SBDC network 4 years ago. I served as first the executive assistant to our previous state director, and from there was able to kind of work my way up and dive right back into my passion of events and stakeholder relationships. So that's kind of my path, how I got here today.
Nice. Well, that's good to know you have all that experience, because it is we're looking forward to the event coming up in the summer with the SBDC Small Business Success Summit. So let's get right into it. Tell us about the event. What's it all about? And most importantly, who should attend? And then why should they attend?
Absolutely. So we are so excited to host this inaugural event. Again, it's called the Florida Small Business Development Center Network's the Small Business Success Summit. It's going to be held June 27th through the 28th in Tampa, Florida. So the event itself, it will kick off with a welcome reception on Monday, June 27th. And then we're going to have a full day of conference programming, and that will occur on Tuesday, June 28th. The theme, we're really excited about the theme. It is contracts, capital, and connections. You know, the whole goal is to bring together Florida SBDC Network's experienced business consultants and really highlight our expertise alongside our partners from across the state. We really hope to bring all of us together to help small business owners learn strategies to access capital, win contracts, and make valuable connections that they need to you know, continue forward past this pandemic and grow and thrive. So that's kind of our overarching theme.
I love it. Well, and you're so right. I mean, that really is. I mean, it is. It's about, because government contracting and contracts in general are just a great way for a small business owner to expand revenue opportunities. Capital, as we all know, is really essential for a small business owner to grow and expand the business. And of course, beyond business in life, connections are so valuable and important. So I love the theme. Give us maybe give us some highlights of that, of the Tuesday agenda. You have that kind of lined up yet? I don't want to put you on the spot. You may still be working on plans, but what have you got lined up so far?
You know what, Tom, we have a lot of great things lined up, and I really do encourage listeners to go and visit our website, because we did just publish, you know, the agenda. It is still a work in progress, tentative agenda. We're still building it out, but we have a lot of great things lined up. We have a lot of great main stage sessions that I'm excited about, where we're going to bring very knowledgeable and inspirational keynote speakers to the stage, and as well as partners for some main stage sessions. And then throughout the day, in the morning and the afternoon, we're actually going to hold breakout sessions where the attendee can kind of break out into a specific topic that they might be interested in focusing on. We do have specific tracks surrounding key small business focus areas, you know, like government contracting, like you mentioned, access to capital, international markets and trade, marketing, new business starts. So that's kind of how the day is going to be lined up. Throughout it, sprinkled in, like I mentioned, the day before, we're going to have a welcome reception, great, and breaks with our sponsors and partners, and then at the very end, a concluding networking reception. So just a lot of good networking opportunities where we're really hoping to align businesses who are attending with organizations that offer, you know, a diverse range of resources to assist with all the numerous needs that a small business has. We really just want to bring all of those resources that are available across the state to the table, so that maybe a small business can access something that they just didn't even know was available or aware that it was out there to help them. So that's kind of how the day is going to be structured.
Yeah, I love it. And again, we obviously as an organization that works and supports and serves the small business community, where we are obviously very in tune to and aware that small business owners' time is valuable. So you really have, you've condensed this and really put an awful lot into really kind of a, it's almost really a day and a half, right? It's Monday afternoon and then all day Tuesday. So it's not like 3 days they've got to take away from their business.
Exactly. And you know, Tom, I feel like that was very strategic. You know, when we were sitting down and trying to plan this conference, I just felt like if you're going to take a small business away from their business for a day or even longer, you know, we really wanted to compact that day into as much as possible for them to be able to learn and network. So we're not taking them away for too long. But if in general, if we're going to take a small business away from their business for an entire day, we really have to provide them with something worthwhile and tangible, right, you know, that they can take and implement back into their small business, you know, to help them get to that next level, to help them grow and thrive, to help them make that connection that they need to make to get to that next level. So that was kind of, you're exactly right, why, you know, we really wanted to make that day and a half worthwhile and jam-packed full of the content that they need at you know, this time in
right. And absolutely makes sense. And I think too, which I really like about this is, of course, the timing of all this. I mean, we're really coming out of COVID. The economy is recovering. Yes, we're experiencing, you know, some issues in terms of pricing and cost, inflation, but the economy is still growing, and we've still got small business owners, you know, trying to leverage the opportunities to grow and expand, and they're out there. So I think I think your timing is also great in terms of there's no better time now for a business to, you know, to take a day out of the office, turn off the phone, and get together in a room full of those that are like-minded small business owners and entrepreneurs, and really try to again leverage all the resources that are available out there in the state of Florida to help you as a business owner kind of seize this moment and grow and expand the business and build some better margins and higher profits. So I think the timing's right too. It's a great time to do this event.
Yeah, no, we really hope to bring all of those things to the table and connect the small businesses to those valuable resources, and then just give them really quality professional development opportunities throughout this day and a half that they could take something very tangible back and immediately, you know, kind of work into their business plan and see results.
Right. Give us some details. How does one register? Is there a cost? What is that cost? Fill in all those gaps.
Absolutely. So the standard registration fee to attend is going to be $199. Right now, we do have a discount early bird rate of $175, and that rate is actually going to be available until May 29th. So really encourage our listeners to act now and reserve your spot. You can register by visiting our event website. That website is floridasbdc.org/success_summit. And, you know, that website has a lot of great information. I mentioned that earlier, that I really encourage everybody to go on and look at this site. We have really good details about the agenda to get listeners familiar with what is actually going to happen, what the topics that are going to be covered, to gauge whether or not, you know, the interest is there for you to attend. It has information about the event venue. We do have a hotel block if we have businesses coming from out of town. We have really good details about all, we have over like 35 speakers just so far right now lined up. We're adding even more every day. We have great information that covers, you know, their bios and about their background and what they're bringing to the table at this event. And then, you know, they're also on that site, we have information about sponsorship and partnership opportunities. So if listeners are interested in that, we do have some really great opportunities to partner with the Florida SBDC network, not only at this event, but, you know, annually we have great opportunities to partner together. So we do have a sponsorship packet on the event website, and you can look at the opportunities there, or, you know, just reach out to me directly and I can walk partners through that.
And maybe kind of, because you've got some big names that are already in as sponsors. If we're not divulging trade secrets, who are some of your sponsors? Because I think it's a pretty impressive list of Florida, legacy businesses out there.
Yeah. You know, we are really excited again to partner with United Midwest Savings Bank. Fred Crispin, he has always been such a big supporter of the Florida SBDC network. So we're excited to have him as our top gold sponsor again this year. Florida Power and Light, we are very, very excited to bring them to the table to be able to, you know, share their resources that they have with small businesses at this event. But they are also coming in at our top level gold sponsor. We also have a few others that we're excited about. Thrive. I actually met them at our ASBDC conference, Tom, when it was virtual, but they have a really awesome kind of small business tool that they're going to bring to the table to show businesses how they can utilize that. At the bronze level, we have Intuit QuickBooks. They partner with the Florida SBDC, you know, a lot throughout the entire state and just have some really good resources, but also really discounted rates that Florida SBDC network clients can take advantage of. So we're excited to have them. And then two great statewide partners are also joining us at the event, the Florida Economic Development Council and Career Source Florida. They're going to partner with us as well. So we're just excited to have such great support behind this event, and again, bring resources to the table that small business attendees might not have known about unless they had attended this event. So excited, and thank you so much for those sponsors.
Yeah, well, that's an impressive list of sponsors, and I think you're that's growing every day.
Yes, it is.
It's easy for me, and I tell folks this all the time. It really is easy for me to talk about the value and the power of the Florida Small Business Development Center, because I really came out of the other side of all this. I was in private enterprise for 25 years, owned and operated a couple of small businesses, and I was not aware of the SBDC. And it's easy because I'm quite confident, had I understood this program, leveraged it, taken advantage, and participated in this program, I'm quite confident I could have been a better manager, owner, and operator, and certainly put a few more dollars to the bottom line. So I love the fact that really part of the mission in this whole event is to make sure that people across the state of Florida are aware of and really understand and take part and participate in these programs. So, give us kind of the dates and the high level overview again. It is the Small Business Success Summit brought to you by the Florida SBDC Network. Mm-hmm. So, Bridget, where, when? Yeah.
So it's going to be June 27th through the 28th in Tampa, Florida. It's actually going to be held at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. We're really excited about that venue. The theme is contracts, capital, and connections. That's really what we're trying to get small business attendees plugged into, ways to gain access to capital, potentially win contracts, and just make those valuable connections to resources and people that are available across the state and programs that are going to help your business take the next step and grow and thrive. So that is kind of what we have to offer. Excited with our, main stage sessions, our breakout sessions. We've got a lot to offer. Encourage everyone to kind of look at that website and have a look and see what we're offering. And we're just so excited to be back in person. And we'll see you all in June. It's so exciting.
And tell us one more time, give us the website where we check out all the information.
Awesome. It's floridasbdc.org/success_summit. And that is where you can go to find all the details to register and to just be a part of this event.
All right. And if there are any businesses out there listening that would like to kind of maybe look at potentially sponsoring or collaborating, how should they connect?
So you can connect directly with me. My information is actually listed under the sponsor section of the website. There's a packet there that you can look, but my email address is bridget.lacoste@floridasbdc.org.
Bridget, I can't believe you were able to actually give us 15, 20 minutes with all this going on. I'm surprised you didn't say we're gonna have to do this between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Right, I know, we got a lot going on.
You got a lot going on, and it's going to be a busy couple of months. But listen, the team here at the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College and Small Biz Florida, we can't wait to get to Tampa and be part of this incredible event. And I on behalf of all of our small business owners and operators along the Treasure Coast, thank you for your work in putting this event on. It's an important event. And as we said, we know it's tough for small business owners, but we're looking at, an afternoon and a day. That's all this is going to require of you. And the payoffs could be big. So we encourage you to look at the website and check it out, and hopefully see a lot of you in Tampa. And Bridget, again, thank you for your work and in regards to this conference and what you do every day for small business owners across the state of Florida.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for having me, and we will see everyone in June.
Absolutely. And with that, that'll bring to an end this segment of Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the state of Florida. We will talk to you next time.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.